One thing I'm not going to do. I pick on so many people. I would say that I'm just going to opt out on the Drake thing because I don't know enough about him, Bobby. But I respect you jumping out there. Now, John, I want to let you conclude. Any commentary that you have?
Well, to this extent, a lot of people are saying a lot of different things. If, as an individual, you have to pick and choose what sounds and rings right in your heart. The information that I've gotten from Drake is different than the information I've gotten from Jones and or Ike, for that matter, or Jesse Ventura for that same thing. It's what basically we're looking at is people individually sifting through the information, taking what's right by doing their own research and moving on it. If we sit here and just look and talk about it, and talk about other people, about who's full of what and that and the other thing, that really doesn't further our liberty. What furthers our liberty is taking action. And action that I've found through Drake is, you know, you look at what laws are on the books and how you can go about to actuate change. You have to put your neck out a little bit, but that's the only way it's going to get done. They have to know that behind that, you're willing to put your life on the line.
Can I add something to that? Okay.
Sure.
Because, I mean, as a matter of fact, I want to be held, Bobby, to this same standard right here. If I say something stupid, Bobby, I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to get on air. You want to call me out publicly. If I say something dumb, okay, and I start making weird cockamamie predictions, you know what? Sometimes I'll make predictions based on what we know about false flags. When you see patterns developing and stuff like that, I've gone so far as to make predictions like that because you can see the patterns that they established before a false flag. That's why I'll call stuff out like that. But when we start getting into the realm of the David Icke and the reptilian stuff, I saw Jesse Ventura rip David Icke's face off. And David Icke could not withstand that fire. And that's the kind of hocus pocus that I'm talking about, where people are exploited for their vulnerability. I would much rather protect people that are sitting there listening to stupid crap by exposing it. So, it's John, right?
Yes.
John, I want you to also apply the same standard, especially to me. If I say something stupid, I want you to call me out. I want to correct myself. But thank you very much for calling in.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for your kind words. And Tim, Virginia, line two. You're on the Pete Santilli Show. Tim, from Virginia, you're live on the Pete Santilli Show. What's going on?
Hello. This is Ken in Virginia.
Oh, it is Ken. I'm sorry. It was written down as Tim. So we're going to ask for proper spellings.
Yes. I want to correct one thing that your guest said. He said that Barack Obama's father was a Muslim. Now, what everyone listening to this show needs to know about and also see is the documentary Dreams from My Real Father. We know that the first fake autobiography, Dreams from My Father, of Obama, Barack Obama, was not written by him, but it was written by Frank Marshall Davis, who was really a genius. But he was a communist organizer, and he was actually a native-born American. And Barack Obama was born, and I know that Michelle Obama says he was born in Kenya, and I know that there's a monument over there over his birthplace.
Are you there?
But that's all diversionary.
Ken, Virginia, line two, are you still there?
Hello, I'm still here.
Yeah. What do we have?
Hello, I'm still here.
Yeah. We do, and that's okay. We're actually, you know, it's the weird stuff starts happening right now. Do we have Bobby still on the line? Bobby.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent. We had technical difficulties yesterday. Listen, I want you to stay right there. We're going to come back. Actually, we're doing fine. We still have the streams. I almost panicked there for a second because I don't want 2 days in a row. We'll be back right after this message and with Bobby Powell. Don't go away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have pots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by Bobby Powell. Bobby Powell, he's a YouTuber, he's a true patriot in my book, former United States Marine. Bobby, we're going to take one more caller here who's the kind. Irene on line 57. You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
Hi, Pete. Hi. Yeah, I just like to say that we're at the beginning of the tribulation. And Israel just opened up a big old can of worms. They opened up the gates of hell. And, you know, Gaza, you know, people in Gaza being backed up in the corner. You know, we got, I guess, some boats going over there to, you know, probably get them out of there, and this is all due to a land grab, and they're after Iran's land.
Irene,
and Iran does not have a centralized banking. Yeah, go ahead.
Irene, hold on one second. I'm outnumbered here, but I do respect both of your opinions. I want you guys to educate me. All right, this is
okay.
My just out of curiosity, honest to goodness, I'm not attacking religion. I want you guys to convince me, the two of you, and I'm going to go to Bobby first. Bobby. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Bible, and who's to say that they weren't trying to mind mess with us?
Well, okay, we're talking about guys that lived 2,500, 3,500 years ago, back in the Bronze Age, okay? How could they possibly know the names of the nations that were going to attack Israel? Like, for example, in Ezekiel, that the guy that wrote that was named Ezekiel, by the way. He names every single nation that's coming against Israel right now. He names Persia, which is, of course, Iran, Libya, and Sudan, and Syria, and Lebanon, and Russia, said that Russia will be pulled in like it's got a hook in its jaw. In other words, the Russians really don't want to get in this fight, but they're going to be pulled into it. Okay, now, in reference to Gaza, it says in Zechariah 9, verse 5, Ashkelon will see it and fear. That's talking about the missiles that are falling right now. Gaza shall also see it and be very sorrowful, and Ekron, for her expectation, shall be shamed, and the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. So, and it talks other places about the plains of Aroer being destroyed. That's the area of northern Jordan. So whether these guys 3,500 years ago got a vision from God, which I happen to believe, or if people don't believe in God, then they have to accept the fact that the Bible is being used as a playbook, because everything in the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy is coming to pass right now. We can see it in the headlines every single day.
Right. Now, you're saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you, okay? And I'm going to go back to Irene. But just like you said, it could be possibly used as a playbook. This stuff was written down. The Bible was written by man. Everybody says, now, Irene, I'm going to ask you this question. Is there a possibility that this Bible could have been written by men that understand that people are easily manipulated by what they're writing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe parts and pieces have been taken out. Parts and pieces have been put in there for the Zionists to use and to scare people and to manipulate. And Yeshua said it right there. You know, he pointed right at them and said, "You are not from my Father." And right there, I back him up. I don't back up man. I back him up. Because, you know, he threw them out of the temple, too, because they wanted to sit there and exchange money. Who were they? They're the same people we're dealing with right now. They're the same people we're dealing with in 1929 with the Dust Bowl. There was an American Holocaust right there. They put a bunch of people on rail cars. They took them out in the middle of the desert, and they left them there to die. There's like 3 million people that happened to. There's no diaries, no journals. None of these people, what happened to them? They just disappeared. So we look back, and history will always repeat itself, always. And, you know, it's doing it right now. We have to trust, you know, we have to trust into our Creator and however people believe in. But what's being done to, you know, the people in Palestine and the people even in Iran and Syria, and what happened to Gaddafi? Gaddafi was a good guy. He gave $50,000 to newlyweds. He was in a tent. He vowed to his father he would not have a roof over his head unless everybody did. Medical was free. Gas was 14 cents a gallon. I could go on and on about him and what happened to him. The same thing happened to Hitler. The same thing. We went over there and we bombed Germany. We bombed it to hell. We destroyed it. The German people, they didn't deserve that. They were really good to the Jews. They put them in a camp out in the forest. They had their own currency. They were free to go back and forth. They had a theater there. They had a swimming pool there. What's being said is the same thing. You know, we're being manipulated by evil, evil people. These people are the bloodline of Cain. He was not the son of Adam. Satan got with Eve and produced Cain. Seth and Abel was the descendant of Adam. That was their father. And those are the true Israelites, the true Hebrews. Yeah, so we have to distinguish that. And what's going on right now, hell has been opened up. And I believe, you know, like you saying, leaving and stuff, I'm on my phone with my dad every day. Dad, that wasn't a drone in Indiana. Dad, you got to listen to what Pete's saying right now. Jump on there and listen. And, you know, I'm here talking. Yeah. This is what I do all day. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. And if I could hug you right now, I would do that. I really would. So I'm going to go back to Bobby, okay, because I want
go ahead, him to... Go ahead.
Scott, now, Bobby, I believe that the Bible is a good history book. There were people that wrote things down way back when. So historically, I think it's very significant. But some of that stuff that is prophetic, I believe to be almost self-fulfilling prophecies. As we go back and everyone's so focused on reading that Bible to see how things are going to materialize, I think they're using some of this, especially to get us all whipped up to go fight for Israel.
Well, one thing that I find very interesting about the Jewish nation in general is that they are the only nation in the history of mankind that has been kicked out of their homeland, and they've maintained their identity. Normally, when people are conquered, they are either absorbed into the conquering society or they're killed. Now, Israel has, the Jewish people have been kicked out of their land three times. This last time, Titus kicked them out back in 70 AD, and they haven't been back since. Now, for 2,000 years, they maintained their identity as the Jewish people because God was punishing them. Now, back in the day, they were sacrificing their children to stone god statues of owls called Molech. Same thing that you find out at Bohemian Grove now with our government. The Richard Nixon said it was the most faggy goddamn thing he'd ever seen in his life, and I happen to agree. But while I'm thinking about it, the young lady brought up about what happened to Libya. She and everybody else is going to be very interested in watching a show that I produced last year. Ironically, on September 11th, 2011, it's titled on YouTube, TTIV-Libya, The Real Story. And I, you know, explain how the CIA put, and MI6 and NATO and the Gulf Cooperation Council put all the Al-Qaeda terrorists into Libya to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. And I did highlight all the things that he had done. That man was no longer a threat. He had given up terrorism years ago. He'd given up his weapons of mass destruction, which, by the way, was the reason that NATO gave for intervening in Libya. They said that he was going to use chemical weapons on the Libyan people, these so-called protesters. Well, they weren't protesters. They were Al-Qaeda terrorists, and they were being sponsored by NATO, and they were being protected. And I'll tell you one other thing. That whole story was a lie, because in that episode, Libya, The Real Story, I have an interview with an official NATO spokesman, and he told me that NATO knew. He told me on the record that NATO knew that Muammar Gaddafi had nothing weaponized as far as chemical weapons.
Mm-hmm.
He could not have attacked those protesters with chemical weapons if he wanted. Now, the reason, the week after that, I published an episode of my show called 20,000 Missiles Stolen from Libyan Armories Used to Attack Israeli Civilians. Now, in the aftermath of this coup, this NATO-sponsored coup of Muammar Gaddafi's government, these Al-Qaeda terrorists that we had put in there stole 20,000 missiles, the MANPAD, shoulder-fired Stinger-type missiles, from Libyan armories. 2 weeks later, they were being used to shell Israeli towns. In that episode, I've got a video from Islamic Jihad with showing them shooting these missiles from a Libyan truck that they had driven across northern Africa, across Egypt, and Egyptian border guards led them right in there to Gaza. And now we've got Libyan missiles in Gaza firing at Israel.
Who do you think negotiated that deal?
Christopher Stevens.
Christopher Stevens negotiated that deal to give arms to the people that were firing them into Israel, correct?
Well, what he did, Christopher Stevens, when he went back to Benghazi on September 11th this last time, he was in Turkey, he had met with the Turkish ambassador. His mission while he was in Benghazi was to get a hold of these missiles from the Al-Qaeda group in Libya. It's called Ansar al-Sharia. And transfer them to the Al-Qaeda groups in Syria. But the guys in Libya didn't want to give them up.
No.
And
you're right. Hold that thought, okay?
Okay.
What great guest. Great caller. Irene, thank you so much for calling in, okay? If you're there, she's already dropped off. Irene, great caller, if you can hear me. I loved your contribution to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with Bobby Powell. I'm going to keep him for this discussion because I'm just absolutely not just fascinated, but so concerned about what's happening. So many complexities. Our world is in such a mess, and the Americans are just going to Taco Bell to the drive-thru.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8.com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Listen, thank you so much for joining me. I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed your presence so far. This is not going to be the last time I'm bringing you to the show, but in this last 5 minutes, okay, I want you to speak to our listeners a little bit more about yourself, about what you believe we need to be focused on. We need to have our eye on the ball right now. Right now is a very critical time. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I just got done with having an interview with an ex-CIA spy by the name of Reza Khalili. And,
did you really?
Yeah. And he was embedded in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And he still got contacts within the regime. He's an Iranian Christian, and he's fighting the mullahs over there. And here's what he told me. He told me that the Iranians already have 2 nuclear weapons that they bought from Tajikistan after the Soviet Union fell, and that they've been also pursuing their own enrichment. And he says that they've got enough uranium already for 6 bombs. Now, here's what's going to happen. They don't need accurate targeting data or intercontinental ballistic missiles like the Russians have in order to destroy this country. The Iranians have said that they intend to attack the United States if hostilities with Israel break out. And, brother, I'm here to tell you that they're about to break out. Now, what they're going to do, Reza told me that they've got 40,000 IRGC agents stationed in the United States, across Europe, and down in South and Central America in order to create chaos. And that's going to happen. But it's also going to happen with what I believe is going to be a nuclear attack on the United States, not in the form of attack on a city, but in the form of an electromagnetic pulse. Now, what the Iranians have been practicing launching their Scuds from container ships in the Caspian Sea. They have a secret missile base in Venezuela. All this is documented in that latest episode of my show, which is on YouTube and on bobpowell.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. And we're using mainstream sources now to document this. Mm-hmm. And when the Iranians have the capability, and all they've got to do is launch a nuke 250 miles above the United States and detonate it, and everything within the line of sight, all the microchips within the line of sight of that detonation are going to fry. Just like that show Revolution that's on TV right now. All the electrical power is gone. You won't be able to pump gas. Even if you could pump gas, your car's not going to start. There aren't going to be any more deliveries to the grocery stores. You won't be able to pump water. Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, who's scheduled to be a guest on my show in the next couple of weeks, says that up to 90% of the population of the United States will die as a result of starvation and disease like cholera and other waterborne diseases like that, because there is no fresh water. I mean, think about any large city like Chicago or Detroit. What happens when the water stops flowing? You know how long it takes to survive without water? 3 days, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, there will be no more water coming out of your tap. There aren't going to be any ambulances responding to heart attacks, no fire trucks responding to fires. So the cities are going to burn. People are going to be leaving the cities in droves, and that's why I believe that the Department of Homeland Security has recently bought 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. There's going to be a massive wave of civil unrest in this country when people find out that they can no longer feed their children. The cities are going to become prison camps. And I've got news for them. There are a lot more of us than there are of them. And if you turn your guns on the American people, we're going to take them away from you, and we're going to take that 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition, and we're going to shove it right up your corporate asses.
That's right. Can I ask you a very serious question?
Absolutely.
So being that Iran has a nuclear weapon, okay, and I want to say this as neutrally as possible. Don't read into this question. I just want to hear your response to this because I'm intrigued by your position. But shouldn't that be incentive to not launch an attack against Iran? If they say
absolutely not.
It, no?
No. The Iranian – now, I'm not speaking about Iranian people in general. The Iranian people are the most westernized – of any Muslim country. They really do love the United States. It's the mullahs in charge of Iran that are the problem, and they need to go because they have a theology. It's called Twelver Shia Islam. They believe that when they start enough trouble, when there's enough blood and chaos on the earth, that the Islamic Messiah, the 12th Imam, the Imam Mahdi, will come back and supernaturally destroy Israel and protect them against any kind of attack. And whether we believe it or not doesn't make any difference, brother. They believe it. And they think that they're going to win. And, it's that old story, if God be for us, who can be against us? Well, these guys are true religious nut jobs. A lot of people think that Christians are, but these guys want to bring about the end of the world. Christians look forward to Christ returning and saving us, but these guys want to make it happen. You can't force God's timetable. I'm sorry. That's just wrong.
That's right.
So you can try.
Bobby, here's the deal. All right. This is what I'm going to do. I've loved your visit here. I'm going to promote your site. I'm going to send people. You're very, very knowledgeable. This is not going to be the last time you're going to come on my show. All right?
Hey, Pete, brother, it was my pleasure, man.
Semper Fi, dude.
Hoorah.
Yeah, hoorah. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, great guest. Honest to goodness, great guest. You already see that. Go to his site, check him out, check out his YouTube videos. He's contributing as much as he can to this revolution. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing a fundraiser for No Messiah, and that worked out well. As you know, I adopted No Messiah. That's exactly what I'm calling it. I've loved their music. I like metal music. I'm not a domestic terrorist because I listen to metal music, despite what Big Butt Janet Napolitano has to say. Ignore her. But I love their patriotism. I should go live with them in a bunker. Go listen to their music all the time. Look up No Messiah, and if you can, help them out. You can certainly do that. I've both Susanna Cole and myself have done so. And I'm going to bring Susanna Cole on the line. But before I start talking to Susanna Cole about the recent news events that have taken place, especially that one that I talked about as far as our rights being surrendered completely and totally with respect to our email and what the implications truly are, I want to share with you something that was sent to me from not only a loyal listener. I mean, he's an investigator. He's a regular listener. He's actually been actively involved with the situation involving Mark Taylor, who has been, if you don't know the story, he's one of the first Columbine victims that was shot. And long story short, he's been on the show a couple of times. He's been incarcerated, essentially institutionalized and forced medicated. So Ron has sent me this memo here via email that says that Rafael Burns with Raytheon are going to sell Iron Dome worldwide. Okay, there's significant international interest in the system, particularly among coalition forces in Afghanistan. Rafael Advanced Defense Systems announced on Tuesday that it is teaming up with Raytheon in the United States to lead international marketing for the Iron Dome counter rocket defense system. And Susanna Cole has no idea I was about to read this, but I find it remarkable that this thing comes to me literally seconds ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, go ahead. By the way, welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show.
Oh, thank you very much. RBN is having a hard time hearing you. Your volume is very low.
Low volume. I've never been accused of saying this low volume level.
We should say thank you.
Okay. How can you hear me?
Better. Better.
Awesome. Good.
Okay.
Okay. We're doing good at their side. So, anyways, we're doing absolutely perfect right now.
No.
I think so. What about that?
Better.
That's good.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. All right. So, anyways, Susanna, can you hear me okay, or do I need to reconnect?
No, I hear you fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. So Raytheon says that they're going to sell the Iron Dome. Now, we've had discussions, okay, and they were very highly confidential discussions. All right. And I want to go back to the comments that I made about an hour ago.
Okay.
This is an important thing that's going to happen. And what I'm talking about happening is that I've been in pretty regular communication with Dr. Judy Wood. All right.
Yes.
She is educating me literally as I'm her student, essentially, to rethink my way through this evidence that's been presented by her. She's done some of the most comprehensive scientific analysis of 9/11. And she is, and you saw this yesterday, I think, she's the only person that has ever submitted scientific evidence into the federal court system. Isn't that correct?
It is correct, and she did that in 2007.
So yeah, she is the only person on the face of the earth that has submitted scientific evidence, despite what you seem to, I guess, believe or disbelieve about the 9/11 report. She's the only one that's submitted officially into the official public record. Okay?
There you go.
Into the court system. So she's going to be coming on the show.
She's
touring, and she's touring right now giving presentations in Europe. And she sent me a note today. I sent her a note back. The note that I sent her today, I know she's going to pay attention to it.
Oh, I think she will.
She will. Okay. Mm-hmm, now, it has everything to do with this Iron Dome.
Yes.
Why is this Iron Dome important? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just a missile defense system. Okay? This is literally as follows. Israel has paid for the weapon technology that I believe is similar to what they used on the World Trade Center. Israel, over 20 years, has worked with a person that I know personally for over 20 years. And somebody who he specifically said that has been paying his wages for that long, and he's in the military. And I will, at the appropriate time, reveal who that person is. This is all to be vetted. It's absolutely correct and true. And there are a few people that I have trusted with this information. But now that I know what I know through Dr. Judy's evidence, I'm tying everything else in, and I'm coming forward with this information. Israel, ladies and gentlemen, has spent a lot of money to protect themselves. And if you look at it from their perspective, of course they would, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're raising all kinds of hell in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, they do. They've got a lot of money, do they not?
They have lots of money.
They have lots of your money. They have lots of my money, right? Mm-hmm. They have lots of all of our money.
Yes, they do.
And they've spent it on the world's most sophisticated weapon ever in the history of mankind. And my concern is, at this point, that this weapon is so powerful that we literally have no choice at this point in time but to take this weapon out of their hands. And it's going to be very difficult to do that, if not impossible.
It's a daunting task.
It's a daunting task, okay? Mm-hmm. And that should not, although even if I were to come on air right now and say, oh my goodness, we've lost all hope. We can't fight them. It doesn't matter what kind of weaponry we have. It doesn't matter how many guns we have. It doesn't matter what our Constitution says, all right? If you look at what happened to the World Trade Center, and you also match that up with the scientific proof, okay, that something happened with the World Trade Center, with Dr. Judy stuff, and then you combine that with what's happening with the Iron Dome, You say to yourself, if that weapon is ever used on us, it could wipe out and I'm going to actually play some excerpts here in the coming days, all right? But Jesse Ventura's most recent episode about the death ray presented a couple of different things, a couple different scenarios that were pretty frightening. There was a gentleman, and I'm going to skip through this and just give you the scenario. There was a gentleman that was on Jesse Ventura's show. And he came forward, and you could not take Jesse Ventura's show very seriously. But he came forward and he said, look it, I worked on the Star Wars program. And he did. And they vetted him. They checked him out. He said, I want to come forward to you, Jesse Ventura, to tell you about what I worked on. Jesse said, this is top secret information. Why are you coming forward with this? He said, because I want this world to be a better place for my grandchildren. He said, I want to come forward with it. Within 48 hours after making that presentation to Jesse Ventura, the man was wiped off the face of the planet. He was gone. Poof. Gone.
And no longer here.
And no longer here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you can say to yourself, oh, well, you know, it was natural causes. All right? Don't skip over this device that can be used. It's a handheld device that can be used to project this so-called death ray, which, by the way, the same energy weaponry that's used in the Iron Dome and the same weaponry that was used to create an antimatter pulse on the World Trade Center, okay, that caused steel to dustify. That device can be used on a person's heart in a handheld device and cause you to die, and it would be known as natural causes.
That's right. And, you know, we were talking about this last night with Suzanne Posel, and all three of us made the, we remembered. I mean, if everybody remembers all of the birds flying, falling out of the sky, just thousands of them at a time for no reason. And when autopsies are done on these birds, their whole insides are exploded or turned to mush, you know? And they can call it phenomena all they want. But, I mean, you have to look at stuff like this. I mean, and somebody pointed out to me not too long ago, one of our very smart listeners, that they always warn us ahead of time about what they're getting ready to do. And they always give us a little glimpse into their future and what kind of power they have. And to think that they haven't developed this kind of technology is, it's foolish. It's foolish to even think that they haven't developed this kind of technology, because they have. They definitely have.
Well, we can't say that the people that have this power in their hands are not evil people, because we can look at the World Trade Center towers.
Sure, and the thing is, they don't think it's evil.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they want to convince everyone that the use of this weapon may be better for our planet. I have no idea why they would want to use it. But, through their PSYOP, for how many years have they convinced us to take a look away from all the evidence that Dr. Judy Wood is bringing forward? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why could they ever think that same energy, that weaponry, could be used for a positive purpose in Israel? Why do you think that those same people that have access to this energy would apply it to the Iron Dome? And make it a good thing, biblically.
to make it of course. It's all about following. It's not just following the Christian belief, but it's also following. Remember that the Jews also think that the Messiah is coming, that there is going to be a return of the Messiah. They don't believe it's Jesus, but they definitely believe that that a Messiah is yet to come, and that prophecy for them hasn't been filled yet. So, but you know, I mean, just given how the world feels and what's going on nowadays, and the technology that we're developing, I mean, you could very well see us wiping ourselves out, right? And I'm afraid that's what's, me personally, I'm afraid that that's exactly what we've come to. The only way we're going to get rid of the system that we have now is if they destroy themselves.
Yeah, and you said that last night. And if we sit here and think about this, like, okay, what are we to do? I mean, most people would, hearing this would say, oh, what can you do? They can control us. We might as well just enjoy our lives. And just kind of plug along and just ignore all the stuff that's out there.
But in the same respect, we can't stop wanting to be free. We can never stop doing that.
No.
Doing that would be the worst thing that we could do.
Yeah. Now, I will say that we have 4 minutes left here. Okay, so we're gonna cram this into this 4 minutes. I see this man that's on the Jesse Ventura show, okay, mysteriously die within 48 hours after coming forward with the Star Wars secret information that he essentially says, when Jesse asked him, can this weapon be used to take down a building? He said, absolutely, it can take a city. He said it could take a continent. It's that powerful. Okay? Dr. Judy Wood presents her evidence, and recently, I don't know how recently, but her research assistant was shot in the head.
Yes.
So these people...
She also had a student that died.
A student that died?
Yes.
And her research assistant?
I think so.
Was it two people? Okay, it might be the same person. I don't know. We need to verify that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Dr. Judy on the show when she gets back. She returns. We're going to schedule her in. She's going to come on the show, and I'm going to share more about what I know that I've already disclosed to her. Is actually a very small list of people. There's Susanna Cole. There's Dr. Judy. And Dr. Judy has been asked to forward the information on to Jesse Ventura about what I know as to how this thing ties into the Israel Iron Dome that has been developed over 20-plus years. Okay? So, tying all this in together and looking at the people that are dying, I say, Susanna, and I've said this to you today, I've made my final decision as to what I intend to do. Because, you know what, I could lay down. I could go, you know... I could go stare at some aqua blue water somewhere, not worry about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely, 1,000% refuse to go down as a freaking slave to these bastards.
Yeah.
I will, to my last dying breath, make sure that I screw up their game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put, well, Susanna, we have 2 minutes left. I want you to give us final comments here in this segment.
Well, you know, when we watch what's going on over there in the Middle East, it is what it's always been. You know, it only goes on because they allow it to go on, and it's meant to entertain us. It's meant to keep us zoned in on Fox News and keep us afraid, keep everybody guessing. You know, it's meant to satisfy your religious conviction, and because they do follow it. They follow the roadmaps of all religions in that area, because that's where all religions collide. And so, you know, just keep watching it, and Obama will just keep passing executive orders that we don't notice, and they get past us. So, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, that's basically what they do, and that's what I have to say about it. So, you know, I'm not worried about anything at this point. I just want to be free. I just want to live free.
Can I ask you a couple final questions?
Sure.
Do you blame Israel for wanting to protect themselves? Yes or no?
I don't think it's a matter of protecting themselves. Listen, Israel is one of the greatest and mightiest militaries on the planet Earth. If they didn't want to be bombed, they wouldn't be bombed. That's what I say. And again, it's to keep us watching Fox News, to keep us zoned in, so that communism can come into our country unnoticed, and we're all we're all centered in on Israel, and we're all watching that. We're all waiting for Jesus to come back, and everything's focused on them. It always has been. They know how to play us, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, let me ask you another question. That wasn't yes or no, but that's okay.
Sorry.
You're a beautiful person. Iran. Iran, do you blame them for wanting to protect themselves, yes or no?
No, not okay. at all.
Pete Santilli, do you blame Pete Santilli for going down in a violent plume on behalf of all humanity to make sure? Do you blame me for wanting to protect human beings?
You know, I don't blame you, and I wouldn't expect anything less. That's a fact.
I want you to go on and on and on about that. That wasn't a yes or no question. I want you to go into a lengthy description of why Pete Santilli is serving who? Who am I serving? Am I serving myself? Honest to goodness, I'm not. At this point, I'm giving it up for my peeps. Susanna, thank you. We'll talk
You're
to
you. You're welcome. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll be back
you.
With the final commentary right after we do this break. I think I may take one quick call.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Pete Santilli Show.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, I'm going to go to Tim from Michigan on line one for a quick call, and then I have final comments here. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Pete, how you doing? I'm a guy called a couple weeks ago about the $43 trillion lawsuit. No, we won't go there. I know we got a lot to cover. I wanted to throw a few things at you real quick. First, thanks for having Bob on. Bob's a great guy. I've been following him for a little while.
Hold on one second. You have one question, dude. Go ahead and make it worth your while. Go ahead.
I've got a quick statement. She just said, Susan was talking about the Jewish people and they don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. there was a rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who died in 2006, who had predictions. His last prediction was to be read a year after his death. When he read that prediction, the prediction was Jesus was the Jewish Messiah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tim.
Have a great one.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But here's the thing. I'm going to have the final word on that. I think that that's all hocus pocus, okay? Predictions in the year after I, you know, open up the envelope, the great Karnak, and you know what? It's all smoke and mirrors and hocus pocus. All right. It's magical, mystical thing, that takes place generally. And this is what I think. Now, am I a spiritual person? Absolutely. I am a spiritual person. I have a direct relationship with God. God hasn't come to me and revealed anything. So I just want to stay close to him. Other than that, most of the stuff that you see has been created by man to whip stuff up, to get a bunch of people to follow them. And I'm sick and tired of it, okay? I'm sick and tired of being skull-plugged, as I say, okay? I'm going to tell you in these remaining moments what I represent on this show and what I represent for each second that I'm left here on the planet. I'm going to take every second, and I'm going to spend it doing the following, sharing with you the truth. As I know it. As I know it. I don't care if it offends the Israelis. I don't care if it offends the Christians. I don't care if it offends. I mean, you have all these groups, okay? I say, take your key club, okay? And your membership dues and all the money you guys are collecting, and you can shove it up your you know what. I'm sick and tired of watching people die. I'm not going to give my life for some military-industrial complex. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If I need to do the negotiations in order to stop people from losing their lives, I even have people contacting me saying, oh, there's just too many people on the planet. You know, it's unsustainable. You know, and I got these people coming at me. I'm going to bring this one guy who absolutely insists on telling me that we've got too many Mexicans coming over the border. Really? Okay. I'm going to have him on the show. If you insist on coming on to tell me that our immigration is unsustainable, I'm going to have a discussion with you about that. It's all to serve a special interest, and in most cases, doesn't serve the human beings that are left here on the planet. You have sons, daughters, grandchildren, mothers, fathers, people that are basically expendable to the people that I want us to go after. And I don't want them to have access to this weapons technology. I want to take it out of their hands. Why? Because they won't hesitate to kill some guy that comes forward about Star Wars. He wants to save the planet on behalf of his grandchild. What do? They kill him. Breitbart wants to expose Barack Obama. What do? They kill him. John F. Kennedy wants to change our currency. What do? They kill him. Muammar Gaddafi wants to do some, you know, he wants to dress everybody up in Libyan diapers and set them on fire. And what do? They kill him. Everyone's running around killing everyone, but I'm supposed to just mind my own business and sit in the corner? Are you kidding me? How about if we start killing people for, I don't know, for the sake of all humanity? How about that? How about for the good people? Am I allowed to say that? No, I'm not allowed to say that. I'll tell you what, though. Do you have a problem with what I say? Come freaking get me.